Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines. Up to the moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension Dairy Specialist Mike Brook.
Today I'd like to visit with our Kansas dairy producers and encourage them to be proactive when it comes to the changes that have been proposed for the milk marketing orders here in the United States. You know, as we look at our milk marketing orders, they really haven't had substantial changes since they were first initiated in 2000. The hearings have all been held, and USDA has made a proposal that they're now accepting public comments on. The USDA will take all of those comments into consideration as they move forward to a final vote on the changes, which will probably happen sometime in early 2025. I would encourage you to spend some time visiting with your fellow dairymen as well as your milk co-op to determine what those comments might look like. There are many changes, and some of those will bring some positive impacts to your milk check, and others may or may not, depending on given market situations. I want you to also realize that if the changes in the milk marketing orders are not passed, we run the risk of running without milk marketing orders, and that could be a problematic for us as well. While we may not be happy with how the milk marketing orders have performed the last few years with all of the volatility, had we not had milk marketing orders, that could have been even more problematic than the current system. This is Mike Brook with K-State Research and Extension, encouraging our dairy farmers to be active in this process of which each of you are a part of.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.